Look at all you beautiful people coming in here. Woo, look at them coming in. Good morning, No BS women. I'm so excited. You have joined us for the monthly assessment and planning call. The fantastic Coach Judith is supporting all of you in the chat. I see some thumbs up. If you want to play and engage that way, just go down to the reactions button on the bottom and you'll see you can send some emojis so that you can participate if you're not really a chatter on these calls. Can y'all let me know if you can hear me okay? All right, do me a favor. Thank you. Go down into your chat box and select everyone, please. Okay, this way everybody gets to see what you're chatting. We will be going through the monthly assessment sheet. If you don't have that, that is not in your planner. That is one of the worksheets that we offer from the website. Judith has just placed it there in the chat for you. So go ahead and grab that. That's fillable if you want to do it digitally. Otherwise, if you're in a place where you can print it out really quick, great. I'm going to challenge myself this morning to see if I can take two No BS women through their assessment worksheet, because I want to prove that this doesn't have to take a long time and it's really not a big deal. So if you're going to need a few things for this call, let me go over to my notes. You're going to need your habit tracker. You're going to need this monthly assessment worksheet. If you're going on the website right now, go to helpful worksheets, then self-study resources. And if you scroll down, you'll see it there. Monthly assessment worksheet. Then you're going to need your monthly plan, which is also in your physical planner, or you can also find it on the website. We have individual pages for you to print out. So what you would do is, again, go to helpful worksheets. And then you go to, let's see, helpful worksheets, then planner, then you go to print only the pages you need, and you'll see them all there. Monthly plan is on the third row down. Okay, so you need both, right? Because you've got to look at where you are coming at this point from. You're going to do your data assessment. And then based on the data is going to tell you a story about where to focus to keep going towards your goal. So we pair both of these together. Okay. So let's see. If you want to get coached through this worksheet, you've got to have a few things. Number one, you need to be in a quiet place sitting down. You need to have good internet connection. Can't be walking or moving. Then you need to have all of these worksheets. Well, just the monthly assessment worksheet. That's what I'm going to coach one or two members through. Okay. And then you want your planner too. I'm going to have you journal a little bit when we're done with our assessment. So who's ready to get coached? Go ahead, go down by reactions and raise your hand and I will take you through. While you kind of get that together, I just want to do a quick introduction. I'm Coach Heather. I'm one of the coaches here on the team. I spend most of my time coaching, you know, about 30 members of No BS who have invested in private coaching to kind of help them really hone in on how to progress toward their goals. I mostly coach weight loss, but for some of my members, I coach them through maintenance and other things too, business, finances, relationships, over drinking, any of it. So if you want to learn more about private coaching, go to the website and click Get Coached. Okay, so, I'm going to bring our first coachee up, and it is Cami. I'm so excited. I know Cami. Okay, start your video and unmute.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. How are you?
I'm good.
So good to see you.
Thank you.
All right. You ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's dig in, girl.
All right. So I want to just say a couple things to orient us, because the members are going to be going through as we go through. And I want to just qualify why we're doing what we're doing. So when we assess, it's kind of like, you know, when you're on a cruise ship or you're on an airplane and the pilot puts on autopilot. So he's put in the destination, or she. And what all autopilot does is it sets a heading. So it locates where the ship or the airplane is in this moment. And then it knows where it wants to go from that place. And all autopilot does is it starts going. And then it checks in intermittently and checks to see how much it's on the mark. It's never right on the mark. There's always subtle adjustments that we need to make as we intermittently check in. And that's exactly what we're doing on this call. The assessment is to locate where we're at on our weight loss journey and then set a new heading or a new direction, a new mini focus for the month ahead. There is no making progress because you're not back at the beginning of July anymore. You have something to take away from July. So that's the first thing. The assessment specifically is like, let's say, Cammie, you were going to set, you're going to get in your car and you're going to come see me down in South Florida. And you put it in the GPS. Does your GPS give a shit about any place you've been before you head to South Florida to come see me?
No,
it's irrelevant. So our judgment of how we did in the past, the days up until today, is irrelevant. All we need to know is where we are now, knowing it's good enough to get us where we need to go. And we're just going to let the data tell us the story that gives us data-driven focus to get us results toward our goals for the next month. Okay, so that's just, I like to just set the stage so that we don't use assessing and planning as a way to beat ourselves up or to judge us from where we're at. Okay, so, all right, you got your worksheet there? I know you do.
Yes.
Okay, is it all filled out already?
The monthly assessment?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, great. All right, so this is for July. Correct. How much did you plan to lose?
5 pounds.
Okay. And what did you actually lose? So many of you will not weigh in until tomorrow, and that's totally fine. If you want to just wait until tomorrow, you can leave this part blank and just fill in the number tomorrow. And then we get to do all the other stuff today so that tomorrow all you do is fill in the number.
I've actually gained 0.2 pounds.
Okay. Plus 0.2. So then we're going to go over to the right side of the top. What changes did you notice this month beyond any weight in your overall mindset, self-care, personal relationships, or anything else?
Two things. I'm getting honest with myself.
Okay. So
self-honesty. And
how did that happen? Tell me more about that.
Well, I'm still overeating. I still have, I wouldn't call them big fuck it moments, but they're little fuck it moments now where it just is, something happens, my thoughts or whatever. And the next thought is I need food now. It's an emergency situation. And so it's in those moments that I'm still eating, but I have not been very honest with myself about those moments. And I know that I need to clean that up in order to get weight loss.
Okay, so you're noticing that when you're emotionally above or below home base, the momentum of the habit of overeating is such that you are unable to take action.
Correct.
So we already know, this is great. This is so great. We already know that your focus for the next month is going to be to try to slow the momentum of that habit from kicking in. And so we'll check that when we go to plan the month. Okay. So that's great. That's great news. Because you've located yourself on the map. You have a heading, right? Anything
yes.
else besides getting honest?
I'm just really trying to dig into that through my journaling and just looking for being curious, looking for the thoughts, looking for the patterns, looking for what it is that's causing the higher above baseline level.
Yes, yeah. Because there's some sort of pattern playing out in your life that's jacking you up emotionally. So we want to look at that side of things too, to try to take the tension down on that side of it too. Then we try to like create that curiosity and the positive emotions each day, so that when that habit kicks in of the desire to overeat to relieve you of being above or below home base, you have equal momentum toward what you want, because you've been spending a lot of time noticing more what you want and less about what you don't want.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Anything changes you notice in body appearance and physical health?
Okay, appearance. I have really been trying to take, I guess, an I am statement that I've been saying. I like I am statements. And yes. One is I am a person that takes exquisite care of myself. And so I've really been working on, like, I love dresses, but I haven't been wearing them for ages. So I've been really trying to work on like my appearance and wearing dresses and wearing clothes that I really feel good in.
Yes.
Because I just would dress because the clothes fit me, not necessarily that I loved what I was wearing.
Yes. So, members are loving what you're saying.
So just taking exquisite care of myself is a statement that I've been trying to use for a while, and it's been filling in, or I've been seeing changes in all areas.
Yes. So the more you say it, the more your brain believes it.
Okay.
The more your brain believes it, it will point out to you when you're not maybe taking exquisite care of yourself. And that's the point of insertion, right? That's the access point where you can interrupt any habit that's not working for you as far as like overeating.
Which is where I'm at right now, like that insertion point, trying to figure it out, what is going to create that.
Perfect. Okay. Let's go through this data review. Do you want to do percentages or rate yourself 1 through 4?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. You just tell me what's best. How about making plans?
100%.
Okay.
I always make my plan.
Yes, you do. Following plan?
So that's 28 days on my habit tracker. Well, yesterday fill in. So I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 days out of 29, I did not follow my plan.
Okay, so y'all, to get percentages, are you assessing 28 or 29 days, Cammy?
29 days.
29. So we would take, she didn't do it 6. So it's 29 minus 6 is 23 divided by 29 is 79%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all, if you don't like to do math, just rate yourself 1 to 2 or 3 to 4. Okay. Assessing.
100.
Great. Doable hunger.
So I split this up in my habit tracker to eating when hungry and stopping at enough.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. So 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it was both the same. So out of 29 days, 7 days, I did not do either one.
So 29 minus 7 is 22 divided by 29 is, it's 75.8. So it's 76%.
Okay.
Okay. Did you do any successful urges worksheets?
No, okay. I didn't.
Did not Like you're not tracking it, or you wanted to track it, or you just didn't track it?
I didn't. Well, I catch the urge. No, I did track this. That was a box. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So out of 29 days, there were 8 days I did not catch an urge. So 29 minus 8.
Mm-hmm. 72%.
Okay. 72%.
Yep.
But I didn't do the successful urge worksheet. I just tracked urges.
Okay. So tracking,
which would be something good to, for me to add in as next week is, or next month is doing the successful urge worksheet.
Okay. So maybe put a star there. All right. Mm-hmm. What about your water and your sleep?
Water. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7 days I did not get 64 ounces of water in.
You followed it. What about sleep? Yeah.
10 days I did not get my sleep in.
So that's 28 divided by 29 is, wait, is that right?
Mm-mm.
29 minus 10 is 19 divided by 29, 66%. We're going to talk about your sleep. Okay. Are you tracking workouts?
No.
Okay. NA. What about any self-development? Do you track that?
No, but I do that on a regular basis, just about daily.
Yeah. Okay. So again, don't, for those of you listening, if you have a lot of things on lock and you're just putting 100%, 100%, 100%, you don't always have to track it anymore. If you want to make things easy for you, just track the things that you're really focusing on. That's totally okay. Y'all get to decide that you are an advanced user of the tools and, you know, act accordingly. Okay. Did you track number of discovery worksheets?
Yeah, I'm looking them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 worksheets I did.
So you did 7. Great. What's your self rating for that?
For the discovery worksheets?
Yeah.
I would say a 4 because I had not been doing them lately.
Okay.
And that was my level up in July was to start doing the discovery worksheets.
Great. Perfect. Let me ask you a question because discovery worksheets are like a power tool. Is that where you learned about being honest about your overeats?
At one time, yes. A while ago, I used them more now as a tool to help me be honest. It was a tool that I used to step into self-honesty.
Okay. Yeah. So what we're talking about is it feels uncomfortable for you to not have done what you said you were going to do.
And yes.
The process of writing that down and acknowledging that is difficult for you.
Yes.
Because you have a belief that not doing all the things means something about you. Right. So you're going to work. So that those discovery worksheets are helping your habit brain see you're not being chased by a lion. You're just noticing habits. They're not personal, right? They're just habits that you learned. And we're just learning how to unwind the habits. We're releasing the judgment. And the feeling like this alluring idea that if I was just perfect, that things would work for me. And it's just a lie. You're just mistaken. And so I would definitely keep doing the discovery worksheets. I wrote yay underneath that because good for you. That's amazing that you did that. All right. We're going to keep start stop. But before we do that, all of you, I want you to look at your assessment sheets. I want you to look at the top, the non-scale part, what you noticed, what's working. You're going to look at these numbers and you're going to look at the lower numbers and you're really going to put together a data-driven story and conclusion about your new heading on your autopilot to goal weight, about what's needed, what is the places where you things are working well. This is keep, start, stop. So the things that are working well, you're going to keep. The things that aren't paying off or aren't working, that's where we're going to stop doing some things. Like maybe you're tracking some things that are just on lock. You can just stop those. You don't have to track those. Use your bandwidth, use your energy for things that will get you results. I no longer track my planning and assessing because it's just literally part of who I am. It's a given. If I notice I'm not planning or assessing, like I'll go back to it, but I don't need to create extra work for myself. And then this, that's the stop. And then the start stuff is like our new focus. So, all right, what do you think? What are you going to keep doing?
Discovery worksheets.
Yep.
Self-honesty. And journaling daily about weight loss.
Okay. What, why you want it?
Yes.
Yes.
And so what it looks like.
Yes. I love that. I would definitely, the journaling daily would be about how much you have positive anticipation about reaching your goals this month, how you will change as a person. Showing up for yourself, learning how to be imperfect and losing weight anyway, not judging yourself, how freeing that will feel. Every day, get the momentum of acknowledging and aligning with what you want to gain momentum so that when later in the day, when maybe you're above home base or below home base and that habit of overeating wants to kick in, you already have the residue of the positive momentum going and you're wearing your beautiful dress, right? And you're like, no, I'm not her anymore. Maybe sometimes you still overeat. Maybe sometimes you don't. But remember, we're just heading towards the new spot and seeing what we can accomplish this month. Okay. What about start doing? Are we going to add anything? You don't need to.
Yeah. You know what? I am going to add something. So in those moments when I overeat, I've created this huge protocol that was very loving and very compassionate because I've worked on self-love for a while. Mm-hmm. But in those moments, that loving, compassionate, soft-spoken person that I created does not like stop me. It's kind of like we all talk about the toddler thing and that a toddler, is doing something. And sometimes you have to use a little bit sterner voice or sterner something to like get their thinking to stop doing whatever pattern they're doing. So my thought is to use just the word stop. I've realized that this long, perfect protocol that I created of 10 steps is not perfect in that moment. It doesn't work.
Yes. So, you know, what comes to mind for me when you're telling me this is tapping into the CEO leadership energy of your goal.
Yes.
Where your overeating is sort of representative of your inner child type of thing. Like the one who's habituated, who it believes in the comfort that food gives, but your CEO part, that's your prefrontal cortex, right? That's the you who walks in with the leadership energy and like everybody sits up a little straighter. And yes, of course you're just like used to solving problems. That's what CEOs do. That's what they do all day long. And they love solving problems. So we know that it's a simple solve. We just stop. So your access point, remember we talked about access point? Your access point is knowing that when you hear CEO Cammy say stop, here's where we stop, that you are willing to comply no matter how you feel. Just to like pause, let the habit of the overeating, the momentum of the habit of overeating slow down with the pause. Then your prefrontal, your CEO, you can like assess. And then you also give your habit, your brain, a chance to really notice how much is just dropped into your stomach. We're just giving some time. Like if we just say, we just pause and we give ourselves time to make the best decision. Right?
Okay. Yeah, because right now it's just like, it's just so, there's so much power and into that and negative. It's just negative, a lot of negative energy.
Yeah. You know, what's just came to me, like, remember, test setting situation, high stress testing situation in school. And it's a timed test. And maybe you're doing like, you're doing an essay and you're like under the gun. That's you like wanting to overeat, wanting to finish. And then the proctor says, pens down. And you're just like, you just comply. You're just like, all right, I got it in, you know, like, but that's your habit brain, but you know, you need to stop. Like, you know, the stop is coming and you're willing to comply with it because you don't want the consequence of not stopping, which means you're like sabotaging your own progress. Right. So we know that we have a habit of that. And like in this metaphor, you're just becoming a better test taker where you put less pressure on getting in the eating. You start to slow down as an eater, enjoy the food. And then you look forward to the pause because it's a moment to like acknowledge and be proud of this access point that you found. Okay. Sorry. I went into coaching there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So your protocol, you're going to slightly change it to create some stop and leadership energy there. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else?
Anything else I'm going to start? I really want to, like you said, zero in on sleep. I think that of the four basics that once I want to have that be focused, which it will be. I have kids at home from college. They're leaving in a couple weeks.
Is that what's been keeping you up?
Yeah.
Yes. Wanting to stay up with the college kid vampire schedule?
Yes.
All right.
I spend as much time as I can with them while they're here. So that will improve.
Yeah. So do some journaling on that and see like, how can I still get what I want, which is to maximize my time without sacrificing my sleep? And that will really focus you on the areas where you're truly available. And your brain will chew on that and give you some options and some things to explore. Okay.
Okay.
What about habits or behaviors you'd like to try to stop doing next month?
Well, it's eating in those moments, the eating.
Yeah.
Overeating, off-plan eating in the moment.
Overeating and off-plan eating in the moment. Okay. Perfect. So this bottom section for all of you, we're going to take this and we're going to transfer it over into your monthly plan for August. But first, we're going to go ahead and I'm not going to have time to coach too. I thought I would, but I just don't. Darn it. All right. Let's do a brain dump. Cammy, I'm going to bring you back down. Thank you very much for volunteering and allowing me to coach you. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now for all of you that you've done your monthly assessment, I want you to pull out your journal And you see how I kind of helped Cammie do some troubleshooting? I want you to get organized in your mind about what you've learned, what you've truly learned from your assessment and placing yourself on that GPS. Like, okay, you're here. You're at this place with your habits. Here's your instruction. I want you to clean out your brain on anything that will get in the way in August, this next month. So if that means that you need to pull out your calendar and look ahead, anticipate things, go ahead and do that in the next 10 months. Sorry, 5 minutes I'm going to give you for this. So, 31. All right, could be your beliefs, your thoughts, or other specific things. Your brain needs to get its worries, insecurities, and concerns out now so you can actually do the things that you plan to keep, start, and stop. All right, 5 minutes. Journal it all out. If you're having problems with this, or things are coming up, or you feel a little confused, go ahead and put your comments in the chat, and Judith and or I can help you through it. We're going until 36 after the hour for your journaling on this. You're cleaning out the brain on anything that will get in the way this month. It could be your beliefs, thoughts, or other specific things. This is like for Cammie. She would really think about like the sleep thing in this moment. She's going to journal on it. Like, how can I spend quality time with my kids and still get the sleep I need? She's going to get her worries out, find like brainstorm some ideas, think about doable things. Okay, so for Karen, Karen is in the chat saying, can you tell us what we're doing? Okay, welcome, Karen. It's all right. She's never done this call before. So let me just give you an overview for the newbies. We've gone through the monthly assessment worksheet, which is on the No BS website. So we've just taken a look at our data with Cammie, who I coached. It looks like this. And we went through our habit tracker and either did a self rating or we gave ourselves percentages about like what we were able to make happen and what we weren't able to make happen in July. And then on the bottom, the keep, stop, start, we're sort of figuring out based on the data where we're going to focus for August. Okay. So right now we're journaling about what could get in the way now that we have our focus on the bottom of the monthly assessment. What could get in the way of starting what you want to start, keeping what you want to keep? Like obviously for Cammie, she wants to have more days of not overeating. So she's really going to think about what we talked about. Journaling about how she wants the weight loss. She's going to continue to talk about how she takes exquisite care of herself. She might think about, you know, her dresses that she wants to wear and how she can find that access point when she sits down to eat and how she can be like that test taker who's willing to put their pen down as soon as she has a thought like, I think I'm at satisfied or enough. Okay. One more minute. This is a brain dump of what will get in the way next month. Okay. Start thinking about wrapping up. I have just put the monthly plan, single page from your planner in the chat. If you're listening to the replay, this will be on the resources section. It looks like this. This is your monthly plan for August. And this is where we're going to start transferring over from your assessment, taking everything on your brain dump, and then transferring it over to your monthly plan for August. Okay, let's do that. So take out your monthly plan. You're going to go ahead and start by just filling it out. I'm going to go over it generally, and then I'm going to give you some time. Okay. So this month, I will lose or maintain. You can put a range in there. You can just put circle, lose or maintain. You do it your way, in a way that feels best for you. Then one habit you'll focus on. Yep, you can do that. Three things I'll do this month to hit my goal. That's going to come directly from the keep, stop, start from your monthly assessment. So this is where you transfer that over. That's the first one, two, and three on the left-hand column. And then things that might get in my way, that's what you wrote about in your brain dump. So you're going to summarize that and put that in the second one, two, and three. And then if those things happen, this is your plan B. So I want you to really think, like, what am I going to do? Like, let's say I'm Cammie, right? And I am the momentum of the habit, and I feel like I don't want to stop. Like, what could she do? Like, maybe if she eats with somebody in her family, she could say, hey, if I just say, I need some help, like, can you distract me from my food? Right? Maybe she can like send a quick polo to her accountability group or something like that. So this is your plan B, the last three. All right. I'm going to give you another five-ish minutes to complete your monthly plan. Go ahead and do that. Okay. Monthly plan. I'm putting it here again for you. The single page monthly plan you can find in the helpful worksheet section. Click on the No BS planner, and then you're going to go to like individual pages is there now. And it's really easy to find it. It's awesome. Okay, do your transferring now. If you have questions, feel free to use the Q&A. I'm just going to be kind of lightly talking in the background while you all work on filling out your monthly plan. So we're going to go to like 45 after-ish. See how quickly you can do it. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just has to be clear and data-driven. All right. In the Q&A, how do you work out percentages? So percentages, you have to look at the number of days that you tracked. So that's your denominator. And the number of days you were able to hit that metric that you are tracking is your numerator. So if we're talking about water, where you're getting in 64 ounces, let's say you tracked 20 days this month, and you were of the 20 days, you got in your 64 ounces, 15 of those days. So it would be 15 divided by 20, and you'll get a decimal with two numbers. That's your percent. Just move the decimal over two places, and that will be your percentage. Okay. All right, for you newbies, you are really going to be focusing on tracking your four basics, because you don't have a lot of data about specifics to work on. Your goals are just to get your water in, get your 7 hours of sleep or whatever feels doable for you, and make a plan, assess your plan. We have a new bottom line planning page too, for those of you who want a simpler 24-hour plan that doesn't involve questions and things. This is a one-page doable 24-hour plan page. And it's assessing and planning on one page. It's super simple and easy to do. If any of you are feeling overwhelmed, I would definitely use this new bottom line planning page. I'm going to go ahead and put the link in the chat. Okay, it's there. This new bottom line planning page is part of the deep dive 24-hour planning self-paced workshop that is the member-wide focus for August. We have Corinne really breaking down the amazing benefits of planning and how to make it super doable and easy for you. It really is a magic tool that we use to help us with weight loss. So if you're feeling like planning is a frenemy of yours, like you hate to do it, then you're going to want to definitely follow along with this new course for the deep dive 24-hour plan. It's already up there on the No BS course, the No BS webpage. And so you can start listening to it now. As you make your monthly plan, you might want to make some notes about how often you're going to consume No BS content. Because it can't be, I consume everything that we offer, because that's impossible. There's so much. So you've got to figure out what time feels right, what days you'll do it, or when you'll do it. Like for me, whenever I'm on my walks, I listen to replays that I missed. So that's just what I do. It's easy. It's right there on my podcast and I listen to it that way. Okay. 2 more minutes for filling out your monthly plan. Use the Q&A if you have questions. Okay. If you're overwhelmed, I want you to take, you see the top section on the left-hand column of your monthly plan? It says 3 things I'll do this month to hit my goal. I want you to cross out 3 and I want you to put in there 1 thing I'll do. And it's just one focus. One focus is enough. If you just focused on waiting for hunger or stopping at enough, that would be enough to get you weight loss. Seriously, that's what I did last month. That's what I did. If there's one habit that is a power habit to work on and focus on, it's that. And like I talked about with Cami, finding that access point to help you put the fork down if you're working on stopping at enough. Thinking about how much you want to do that, how putting your fork down and setting a timer using the halftime method maybe is like the magic that will bring you to your goal this month. Okay, we're wrapping up. So get tactical about how you'll engage with No BS. Make sure you put that on there and then commit to it. More is not better. More will take you off track and make you give up. What if your results are about stopping over-efforting and really focusing on the things that will move the scale for you? I also want you all to focus on allowing weight loss. Like when you say, I want to overeat, you're not allowing weight loss. change it. I'm learning how to be somebody who no longer wants to overeat. If you wrote about that every single day in your journal this month, this coming month, you will end August a changed person in your beliefs about overeating, because your brain will accept what you think over and over and over again. Okay, question. Coach Heather, would you suggest a resource within the membership to help me with daily planning for a vacation when I'm not going to be choosing the content of our group lunches and dinners? We'll be staying with relatives for 10 days and won't really be in control of planning those meals. Yeah, that bottom line planning page. If you scroll up in the chat, it's there. If you're listening to the replay, it's under resources mentioned on this call. So the bottom line planning page is part of the new deep dive 24-hour workshop for the month of August. Download that. Download 10 days of those and just use that. And then I want you to get tactical. Like, I'm not going to be choosing, you know, the content of our group lunches and dinners. Like, is that really true? Maybe there'll be one or two days where you have a say. You know, even if you don't, it's fine. Just check in with yourself. Like, all right, like, take the parts of your day that you know are going to play out. Like, let's say on your vacation, you've got your bottom line plan and you're like, all right, well, typically we go to this place, which is by the beach. Look up the menu and ask yourself, like, what do I really want today for lunch? And that'll probably be based on what you had for breakfast, or if you had breakfast, and how much hunger you have. Or you could say, you know, I know we're going to have like a big, say, a steak dinner. And like, I love to have steak. And like, that's, I really want to meet dinner with big H hunger. Maybe that's your goal. And then, so for lunch, for me, when I'm like, all right, I'm having probably steak for dinner and I want to meet dinner time around 7, like nice and hungry. I'm going to reverse engineer my day and I'm going to make sure I don't have lunch too late so that I don't wreck my hunger for dinner. So it's like a little game you play where you put the pieces in, just put the pieces in, the pieces that you know about. Okay. So another question in is, can you go over the CEO for stopping at enough? Yes. So what I was talking about before I coached Cammie on the call, if you want to go back toward the beginning, I wanted to orient us to why we do assessing and planning. So in the metaphor, assessing and planning is like a pilot would use in the plane where they set the plane on autopilot. On autopilot, the plane locates itself with GPS where it's at right now. That's what we do with assessing. We look at where we're at. We look at the scale. We look at the frequency of our habits that we were able to achieve that month. And we say, like, this is where I'm at. Judgment is only going to wreck your goal. It's going to make you feel like you need relief from weight loss. So we don't use judgment. We just find ourselves where we're at. We locate our position. And then from there, we make a plan for the next month. That's our heading of where we're going. Knowing that where you're at, whether you lost weight this month, you maintained, or even gained, it is enough to be here to get where you need to go, because you're not the same person that you were at the beginning of last month. You've learned some things. How? Well, you looked at your data. Cammie learned what was working well and noticed, like, oh, I'm kind of shortchanging myself on my sleep, but I love talking to myself. Like, I take exquisite care of myself. So she learned some things. She located herself. Now she's going to leverage the things that are working well. She's going to stop the things that maybe aren't working or unnecessary. And she's going to start, or like really explore more fully that access point to stopping. When that habit of overeating is there, she's going to look for that point where she can just put her fork down. Okay. All right, we have some more questions. Let me just make sure no one's raising their hand. Okay, I was going to coach. If somebody wants to get coached, you can raise your hand, but I have this plenty of questions here as you all finish up your monthly plan. Let me just get up to speed here on my questions. Okay, can you talk about being resistant to discovery worksheets? Yeah, I think this is what Cammie was talking about, where like she had to get honest, where like being honest was hard for her. When you meet a discovery worksheet, the question is, what are you making it mean? Like, it's not hard for me to do discovery worksheets because I'm like, whatever I'm doing where I'm overeating, this is my chance to figure it out. If you make a discovery worksheet like mean that I fucked up, then your inner person is like, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to get in trouble. Please don't make me do this. You're going to resist it. But if you get really curious, like why do I, if I'm someone who wants to lose weight and I can, I know overeating gets in the way, then the discovery worksheet will tell me the habits of thinking that are driving my overeating. And I want to know what those are. So that's how you kind of like get around resistance. You really start telling yourself that the road to weight loss is paved in discovery worksheets. The best part of that worksheet is, here's what I learned at the bottom. And if you just take those of all the discovery worksheets that you filled out this past month, and you take all your conclusions about what you learned, and you put them in this month's monthly plan, like Bob's your uncle, like you're golden. Like you've got such great data there about what's needed, so you can really support yourself this coming month. Okay. Regarding the habit tracker, do you look at the numbers as days of the month or just check them off sequentially as you do them? So if I drink water on the 15th, I cross off 15th, or if is it only the third time? Wait, hold on. My dog is barking. Sorry. Okay. Or if I cross, okay, so some people do like fill in the circle if they hit the mark. Some people leave it blank if they hit the mark. Do a little like key for yourself so you don't forget like what your marks mean. You really get to decide what works best for you. Like I don't like to see a lot of X's. So I don't want to see X's that mean that I did something. I only want to see an X as noticing the day that I wasn't able to do something. But really, you get to decide. This is your habit tracker. You make it like, give yourself permission to be a boss at this. Like, adapt the tools to what works best for you. Be an advanced user of the tools. Like, I have a 20-year yoga practice. Sometimes I go into a mixed level class and I do some other things. Like if they're just doing a basic pose, I might take it to the next level if I feel willing. Like I'm never going to hold myself back. So use it the way that works best for you. Someone else asked this question. It's one I have too. In the habit tracker. Oh, yeah. I already answered that. Okay. I think my thought is it's a time suck. Sherry, come back to Q&A. What's a time suck? Tell me. I want to know what that thought is. I definitely want to coach you on that. So come back to Q&A and tell me what do you think is a time suck? Oh my gosh, there's so many messages here. Let's see. Nobody wants to get coached. Okay. Resistant to discovery. Okay. Instead of consuming all the things. All right. We have 5 minutes. Let's do a really cool exercise instead of just doing a bunch of questions. So I want you all to try this if you're open and willing. Let's do a scripting exercise. So you're going to write from August. How many days are in August? Is it 30 or 31? I think it's 31. So August 31, you're going to write about how cool it was that you were able to do the things that you just put down on your monthly plan. Like when it was hard, how did you overcome those hard parts? Like what was fun about doing this? What did you learn about yourself? So this is future you scripting. So writing about August from the you at the end of August and how amazing it feels to keep your word to yourself, to have that CEO energy come in at the point where like you're really working on your no BS habits and just help you overcome like the feeling like you don't want to do it or like, how are you going to get yourself out there anyway? And how amazing that feels. Like, I want you to like describe what it's like to get on the scale and have it see be the number that you want it to be. So 3 minutes, go. Future you scripting. Write about how amazing it feels at the end of August to do these things and get real detailed if you want. For me, I'm focusing on one thing. Yes, the deep dive data coach is focusing on one thing for August. That is to put my fork down as soon as I have the thought that I'm no longer hungry. And then I set the timer for 5 minutes just to give myself the pause and let my CEO leadership energy come into this point and meet that habit of overeating that has momentum and slow that down by setting the timer for a minimum of 5 minutes. So what I learned last month is that trying to do that 5 out of 7 days and set the timer for 15 minutes was too much for me. I wasn't able to do it because 15 minutes felt like a long time when I only had sometimes 30 minutes for lunch. So I had to take the thing that I was working on and I had to look at like, how can I practice this more? How can I get better at it? How can I make it more doable? I think if I get better at stopping at no longer feeling hungry and pausing, I'll be able to get ahead of the habit of overeating and connect with CEO me, who is encouraging me to not overeat. That probably the amount I've eaten before I stopped could be enough, or maybe just a few bites more. Okay, so let me know in the chat how this was for you, even if you just got a few sentences down. Future you scripting, future you journaling. And, you know, I just want to end the call with encouraging you all to write about how much you want what you want this month, how it will change your life, how it will change you as a person. Instead of like avoiding overeating or thinking about what you don't want, make it really about the life that you want to create and getting closer and closer and closer to that with each month. Okay. Thank you, Christy. This has been an incredible call. Grateful. Thank you. You're welcome. Future me, it'd be amazing to learn to pause when my habit brain screams, that's not enough, and not keep eating. Yes. So good. All right, you guys, I'm really excited for the next month for the 24-hour deep dive workshop. I just want to let you all know before we go how proud I am of all of you for showing up, for being willing to meet some disappointment, maybe, for noticing your wins, for not making it about judgment and just making it about like loving this shit, like just loving this journey. Like I love to lose weight. I learned so much about myself. I love being part of this community. If you don't have an accountability partner, go there now and sign up for one. It will change your life. Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. Judith, thank you for being a wonderful wingwoman. All right. We'll see y'all later. Bye.